The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of St. Mark. Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. This is the gospel of the Lord. Okay. So I'm going to begin with a sample of jokes that I shared with the Mountain View kids as they came over for their field trips. I got to teach many of the lessons that they came and enjoyed while they were here. Does Santa like to grow vegetables? Of course he does. He likes to ho, ho, ho. Kind of has the same effect on elementary school kids, too. How about, what new crop did the farmer plant? Beats me. This one I saved for the older kids, and then sometimes even still had to explain it, but hopefully you'll get it. What vegetable did the sailors leave off the boat? The leek. Okay. All right, so those jokes weren't necessarily great, but Ray is laughing, and that's good. But I do love the hopeful images that we heard today in our readings for this morning. I love them because they give us glimpses of God, of what God is like, of who God is, of what God wants for creation, of what God wants for us. Ezekiel proclaims that a twig, which broken off, becomes a glorious cedar tree, providing shade and a home for winged creatures of every kind. Don't you just love the smell of cedar trees? What a wonderful shelter. Paul promises such hope. He says, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. The old has passed away and everything has become new. And then Jesus tells us about the kingdom of heaven and the mystery of the seed which grows to be a shrub, providing refuge for the birds of the air. Now, I know that they're not cedars, but I can't help but think of the redwood trees when I hear that reading from Ezekiel. When Eric and I were first pastors, we served congregations in the San Francisco Bay Area. And the redwood forest was one of our favorite places to go escape and go camping and hiking. Redwood trees are one of the oldest and tallest living things on earth. They average between 250 and 300 feet in height. The tallest tree is almost 380 feet tall, with a trunk of almost 30 feet in diameter. The oldest known specimen is over 2,200 years old. That tree was on this earth when Jesus was on this earth. The thick bark of a redwood tree, which can be up to 1 foot thick, helps to make them very resistant to fire. Fires actually help redwoods because they clear out much of the competing vegetation and add back nutrients to the soil, which help the redwoods thrive. The root systems of these giant trees are surprisingly shallow. On the average, their roots only grow to be 8 feet deep. With roots this shallow, we might wonder, how these giant trees don't topple over in those coastal windstorms. That's because although their tree and their root systems are shallow, they spread far out, up to 100 feet out, and they intermingle with other redwood trees and other vegetation, supporting each other. They create a network of support and balance. Because of that, I mean, you just have to hug them when you see them. Redwoods can grow from seeds that are about the size of a flake of oatmeal. How about that? It can also grow from a host tree. If a redwood tree falls over in the forest, new sprouts can grow out of the trunk of that tree. It's pretty amazing to see this perfect line of redwoods in the forest. Redwoods can also sprout around a dying tree, and that produces a ring of redwood trees. Aptly so, this ring of trees that forms is called a fairy ring. One afternoon, Eric and I had the privilege of eating lunch in the middle of one of these fairy rings. It was truly magical and majestic. We found ourselves talking in hushed voices because we just knew we were part of something very sacred, that sacred circle of life. When Grace was little, when she would ask, "Where did I come from?" we told her, we said, "You, we found you in the circle of redwood trees." And yes, she does know better than that now. Anyway, back to our lessons. They are powerful and moving and beautiful. They invite us into that mystery and that beauty of faith, of life, and of creation. Trees and plants and seeds are amazing things. Science helps us explain how seeds germinate. But the miracle is the miracle of life is that we don't exactly know how this happens. Jesus says, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground day and night, whether he sleeps or gets up. The seeds sprout and grow, although he doesn't know how." Faith is a lot like scattering seed on the ground. There are no guarantees that as faith is shared, that it will sprout or take root or grow in others, even if we do everything right. You know, a farmer can do everything by the book, till the ground at the right time, put in the right seed, water and fertilize precisely, yet still lose a crop. Jesus chooses the image of scattering seeds to explain what the kingdom of God is like. In doing so, he reminds us that as we go about God's work of sharing our faith and sharing our lives with others, there is much that we don't understand and we won't. We might not even ever see the fruits of our efforts. We are simply called to keep scattering those seeds. Keep scattering those seeds of faith, those seeds of hope, those seeds of love, those seeds of promise, and to trust in God. We tend these seeds as we share, and we share glimpses of what the kingdom of God is like as we love and care for each other, as we provide a safe home for others, a place of refuge, a place of support and welcome. As we become like those mighty redwood trees where we allow our lives to intermingle and intertwine with each other, so that we can offer support and balance to one another when we need it the most. So that we can encourage and build one another up during those storms of life. Because we know that together we are stronger than we are alone. During the Mountain View classroom field trips to our community garden, I always ask the kids, what does it take for a seed to grow? How does a seed grow? And they would give all the right answers of water, sun, soil, air. And the basic answer was, beyond that, we don't really know. We don't really know. How is it that a seed, given all those things, actually starts to grow? My favorite answer was by a young student who said, it's God's miracle. We can't explain faith. We can't explain why the seeds of faith grow and flourish in some, and why we cannot yet see it growing and flourishing in others. Jesus simply calls us to be a place of refuge, to keep sowing those seeds of faith in all that we say and in all that we do. We are called to keep pointing to the majesty of those redwood trees, to the deliciousness of a fresh strawberry, to the simplicity of a daisy, to the beauty of love and to the joy of friendship, to the promise that God brings life out of death, and proclaim, it's God's miracle. It is God's miracle. Today we give thanks to this miraculous God who has given us the gift of faith and who has blessed us with the gift of each other. Amen.